I have a pop quiz for you. What do you think is the cornerstone of Christianity? Would you say it's the incarnation or the resurrection? If you were to ask theologians, most would agree that Christianity hinges on the resurrection. If Jesus never rose from the dead on the third day, we would not have Christianity as we know it. That's what makes this day stand still in time. We all have moments in our lives that have been etched in our memory. These are the moments that are locked in our hearts and our minds because of the power they hold in our lives. They are the times both of sheer joy and unbelievable, unbearable grief. That we can recall in the blink of an eye, those times when we knew exactly where we were, or what we were doing, or what we were wearing. Like the day a child was born, the day you lost a loved one, that first kiss, the first house you purchased, the time when he or she said yes. All of these are moments when time stands still. The most profound ones, though, are those of life and death. They make up the most euphoric and the most devastating times of our lives. I will always recall JFK, Martin Luther King, RFK, the Lunar Walk, John Lennon, the Challenger, the Berlin Wall, marrying my wife Jean, 9/11, the day our daughter was born, Caitlin. Some people refer to those times as the defining moments of their lives. This Easter Sunday, we mark the most defining moment of Christianity. Today, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 days prior, Jesus had suffered a horrible execution on the cross. That moment when he cried out, "It is finished! Into your hands I commend my spirit," was permanently etched in the minds of all who were there. And with his last gasp of breath, all hope expired as well for his followers. This life of love, justice, peace, healing powers and miracles was snuffed out. Jesus, Lord and Master, the hope of so many, was suddenly gone. It was one of these moments when time stood still for Mary Magdalene. She had witnessed in agony the torturous events of the week, the taunting, the flogging, the beatings, the carrying of the cross, the onlookers, the crucifixion, the death of Jesus. Mary Magdalene's heart must have been devastated and distraught as she saw her Lord crucified. Jesus had given her a new life and promised those who followed him a new life as well. But now all she had was the terrible still image of his lifeless body hanging from the cross. Mary and the other Mary watched as Joseph of Arimathea wrapped Jesus and laid him in his tomb. This was the only way they knew to stay close to him, drawn by their love for the Lord. They sat there in that strange, silent period that comes to all of us when someone we love so very much is taken from us. We wait. Not sure why, but we wait, unable to go back to what was, and not sure how to move forward into what will be. The two women came back to the tomb on the first Easter morning, and that's when another defining moment took place, one of joy that would shatter all darkness from that point forward. It's the kind of moment in time that brings everything else in life to a screeching halt. Have you ever had the experience of time standing completely still? Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, upon seeing the empty tomb, are told, "He is not here, for he has been raised." The words had to have stopped them in their tracks. In them, though, is the instantaneous, life-giving infusion that changes everything. And they affect everyone, not just the earliest disciples mourning the loss of Christ, but to you and I, faced with our own moments when time stands still. Our hopes are restored in those words. He is not here, for he has been raised. No matter how long and difficult the road or dark the way, the Easter faith proclaims hope in the face of despair, light in the midst of darkness, joy in the night of sorrow, and most of all, life in a glorious victory over death. And it doesn't matter if you are royalty or poverty, scholarly or challenged, connected or unknown, able-bodied or physically disabled. No matter who you are, or where you've been, or what your station in life is, or how life has been for you, the truth is, this Easter celebration is for you. Without the Easter Sunday resurrection in history, the rest of our defining moments in life make no sense at all. When faced with either the euphoric blessings or the devastating tragedies that are certain to be part of our lives, it is the hope that we are given in the resurrection that helps us put those situations into perspective. That is the joy that we carry with us on Easter Sunday. For every dark Friday, there is an Easter Sunday. If you believe, he is not here, for he has been raised. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Let us pray. Lord, for the defining moments in our lives and every moment in between, we thank you for the resurrection. For you are the Holy One, you are the Magnificent, you are the resurrection and the light, who lives and reigns forevermore. Amen.